In today's gospel, the Lord promises resurrection from the dead to all who come to him. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Many years ago now, when I was in high school, that was many years ago, believe me, I had a English literature teacher who used to like from time to time to torture me. Well, she didn't torture just me, she tortured everybody in the class by forcing us to go home at night from time to time and memorize a verse of Shakespeare. Now, for those of you who have read Shakespeare, you know that old English is hard enough to read on the page. To try to memorize the verse was not very easy. But in retrospect, I realized that many of the verses she had us memorize really were powerful teachings about the meaning of life. For example, one day she wanted us to memorize a verse from Macbeth. And there's Macbeth, you know, his wife has just died, and he's ruminating on the shortness of life. He's ruminating on human mortality. And these are the words he speaks. "Out, out, brief candle. Life is but a shadow. A poor player who struts and frets on the stage for an hour and then is heard no more." Now, if you're impressed that I still know that verse, don't be. Because it took me 20 minutes to look it up on the internet and another 20 minutes to memorize it, so. But think about those words. They're very powerful words when you consider them. Out, out, brief candle. Life is but a shadow. A poor player who struts and frets on the stage for an hour and then is heard no more. The briefness of life. Our human mortality. You know, most of us, I think, have known from the time we were quite little, that one day we were going to die. But for many of us, for many, many years, that remains just an intellectual concept. It doesn't seem real to us. Until someday, somewhere along the line, something punches us in the gut. And we're hit by the truth and the reality of the briefness of our life. I remember the first time it happened to me, I was just ordained a priest a few months, serving up in the parish of Our Lady of Mercy up in Merrimack. Received a phone call to go and anoint the sacrament of the sick, this young man. Now, I had seen him and his family in church. I didn't know them terribly well yet. I was new to the parish. So I showed up at the house, and I went in, and I was talking to the mother before I went in to anoint him. And I said, "Is his illness serious?" And she said, "Yes, he has leukemia." And I said, "Well, does he know that he has this serious illness?" She said, "Well, we don't think so. He was told originally that it was, what's that blood disease? Mononucleosis, that's right. He was told originally it was mono, but it's much more serious than that. So anyway, I go into the room, and there's this young man, 24 years old, lying in bed. And he had been an athlete. In fact, he was a track and field star in the hurdles. He was going next year to participate in the Olympic trials. That's how good he had been. There he is lying there. And as I walked in and I stood by the bedside, he looked up at me and he said, "Father, I think I'm dying. I think I'm dying." So I talked with him a little bit, prayed the sacrament of the sick with him, and then I left. But when I left that house that day, I really was shaken. Because as I looked on at him, this young man who was only 3 years younger than I saw myself lying there. For the first time, I really understood that I, young as I was, I could die. I really was very shaken. That's several times in the course of my life, other things have happened of a similar nature, but probably has happened to you, where something just all of a sudden made you aware that your mortality was real. You weren't going to live forever. You didn't know when it would happen, when it would come, but it would. You know, and there's no way we can run away from it. We'd like to run away from that reality. We're told, in fact, by many social scientists in our own country today that America is a death-denying society. Do everything we can to make believe death isn't real. We get our Botox shots, put on our skin cream, go to the gym, eat healthy, all those things. Some people even claim that the custom, which is becoming more and more prevalent, of cremation is an attempt to avoid the reality of death. In other words, rather than having a wake and being in the presence of that body for all those 2 days, this is clean. You know, you don't have to face is directly the reality. That may be true for some people, I don't know. But there's no running away from it. We can't avoid it. I'm reminded of the old story some of you might have heard about from the Middle Ages about this young royal guard who was the favorite guard of the Sultan of Damascus. Sultan's favorite royal guard. One day the guard is out in the garden of the Sultan, and who does he see in the garden but death? And death looks at him and throws up his hands. And of course the young soldier is petrified. He runs into the palace, he runs into the throne room. He says to the Sultan, "Your Majesty, I just met death in the garden. He's looking for me. Give me your fastest horse. I'll take it and I'll escape to Baghdad." So the Sultan gives him the horse and off he goes. A little later, the Sultan's out in the garden, and who's still there but death? Sultan goes up to death and says, "Death, why did you threaten my favorite royal guard?" Death says, "Well, Your Majesty, I didn't threaten him. When I saw him here, I was surprised. I threw up my hands in surprise because, you see, I have an appointment with him tonight in Baghdad. I have an appointment with him tonight in Baghdad." There's no running away, ultimately. So what do we do with this reality? What do we do with the knowledge that our lives are a brief candle? I think there's only one thing to do that makes any sense: to reflect on and ultimately rejoice in the resurrection of Christ. Now, today we celebrate the Feast of All Souls Day, when we remember all of those who have gone before us, our loved ones, our parents, perhaps a spouse, maybe even a child. What do we do with all that when it reminds us so forcefully of our own mortality? We need to reflect and rejoice, as I say, in the promise of the resurrection of Christ. All the readings from today's Mass promise us But for those of us who are faithful to the Lord, He will raise us up. When our brief candle is blown out, He will raise us up. Now, St. Paul says to us that death is the final enemy for all of us. But he says, Christ has conquered death. Christ will offer you and me resurrection, share his victory with us. So even when we walk through the portals of death, we're walking through portals into life, into the life of Christ. That's all we can do, but take hope and joy in that. Now, yesterday we celebrated the Feast of All Saints Day. And in one of the readings from that feast, it's taken from the book of Revelation, St. John's book, the final book of the New Testament, of his revelation of the end. In one of the point parts of that revelation, St. John says this. He says, I saw a huge crowd, impossible to count, numberless, from every race, every language, every people, every age, standing before the throne of God. And I asked, who are these people? And the answer was, these are the ones who wash their robe in the blood of the Lamb. St. Paul says in the letter to the Romans this morning, you have received the life of Christ in baptism. You have washed yourself in baptism in the blood of the Lamb. If you're faithful to that life, Christ will raise you up. Christ will raise you up. And who are those? Who is that vast throng of people? Who are those? Some of those are saints whose names we know, they've been held up to us as models. But you know who the other people are there? Your parents, your grandparents, your uncles, your aunts, your brothers, your sisters, your friends, those who have been faithful to the Lord. That's who they are, that throng. And our hope and prayer is that one day we shall be with them. We shall be there. We shall be there. In the Middle Ages, the poet Dante wrote a wonderful work entitled The Divine Comedy. And in it, he's given a tour. Starts in hell, various levels of hell, rises up through purgatory, where those who need to be purified are being purified. And finally, he's brought up to heaven. And as he gets closer and closer to heaven, he begins to hear laughter. Laughter, laughter and music and singing. And he says to his guide, what is that laughter? What is that laughter? And the guide says, well, that is the laughter of the universe. And Dante says, why is the universe laughing? And his guide answers, because the Lamb wins. The Lamb wins, and we win in him. The Lamb wins. Let me conclude with a little true story about these two missionaries in Africa some years ago now. We're in a little village, kind of remote, and the very few families in the village were Christian, just two or three families. The rest had resisted the faith. So one day, one of the children from one of these Christian families got very sick to the point of dying. So the missionaries thought to themselves, let's pray for the healing of this young child. If this child is healed from this illness, it'll show the power of the Lord and maybe others will convert. So they prayed. The child died. Several weeks later, one day at the door of their little house, appears the elders of the village. The elders say to them, we've talked about this among ourselves, and we've talked about it with all the members of our village. We've decided we all want to be baptized. Missionary said, you want to be baptized? Yes. Why? Because, they answered, we have never seen anybody face death like you Christians do. We've never seen anybody who goes through the portals of death believing you have life, believing that your Lord will give you life, will give you resurrection. We've never seen anybody face that like that before. We want that kind of God. We want that kind of God who will give us life everlasting. They were all baptized. They were all baptized, as you and I were. Remember, when we think about our own mortality, the inevitability of it, remember, the Lamb wins. The Lamb wins. And you win. And I win in Him. May God bless you.